This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Feel the talent crumble. You need a yen to make your mark. I guess that's us. I've been enjoying off-the-air time with Alex, who's engineering today. We're talking about tires, and we're talking about, well, this hour, it's just me. So if you'd like to call, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And I thought I would teach some classes or some lessons from the book 5MinuteUniversity.com, which is not published yet. But I wanted to share some lessons with you regarding things that I think are important right now. And what I've noticed is it's really, really hot. Of course, you've noticed that too. It is so hot that we put straw on our garden to help the tomato plants and the pepper plants and all the other plants that we're growing for consumption to protect them from this enormous heat that we have here. And in that line of thinking, so that the straw is insulating, it's a couple inches thick, maybe two to three inches thick, and it's reflective, it's kind of a light color, and it doesn't allow the plants to burn as much in the sun. And it keeps the ground from getting as hot because it's an insulator. And the plants are doing better. Well, in that same line of thinking, we had an experience that doesn't happen very often. And one of our tires exploded on a vehicle. Now, you all know that I pay attention to our vehicles. Before anybody goes anywhere, we inspect them. We look at the tires. We look under the hood. We check the fluids. We check, we make sure that even the windshield washer fluid is sufficient. We check the coolant. We check the oil. We check the belts. We check the air cleaner. We check everything before, you know, let's say we're going to go 100 miles. Just to make sure we don't have any problems. Check the tire pressures. Everything's good. And so our son borrowed my my antique, best car I ever owned, Mercedes. It's almost 30 years old. It is a certified antique because of its age. Not because of, you know, rarity or anything. It's just old. Well, the tires were fine, about half tread, and he's tooling along, and he felt this vibration. It seemed like it was coming from the rear of, and this car is a 300, well, it's an E300D, if you want to look that up. It's a 1996 Mercedes E-Class, which means executive class, which doesn't, it just means midsize. So it's actually it's bigger than what most cars would be considered midsize. It'd probably be almost considered a full size. But it's not luxury. It's just one of their larger vehicles. E is the class. 300 means 3 liters. D stands for diesel. So it's Spartan on the inside. It's vinyl. It's not leather. It has air conditioning. But it's pretty basic. And he was tooling along the highway. He felt this vibration. And he pulled over in a safe a church parking lot. And he felt around the tires. So he took both hands and felt the circumference of the tires. All of them. 4 of them. and he felt a bulge. And he felt it right away, and what happened was the tire literally separated. Well, why did that happen? Because the road, black asphalt, can be it can be 40 degrees Fahrenheit higher in temperature than ambient. So let's say it was 90 degrees outside. 90 plus 40 is 130. The road surface is 130 degrees. So exactly how are you going to cool a tire that comes in contact with a road that is 40 degrees hotter on a bright sunny day than the air? So we're trying to cool off the tires with 90 degree air when the road is 130 degrees or more. It's really hard to do. So the tire overheated, one of them, and the tread separated, and the tire failed. Now, fortunately, since this is an antique vehicle and not a new vehicle, there's a spare tire. 27% or more percent of new vehicles do not come with a spare tire. That's a fact. So what would a person do with one of these new vehicles without a spare tire? Well, obviously everybody has a cell phone, right? Except for me. So you call somebody, and what would that person do? What would that person do? This happened to be on a weekend. What would that person do that you call to help you with your blown tire on the side of the road and you have no spare? What would they do? There's only one thing they can do. Well, two things. They can bring you a wheel and a tire. Now, how are they going to have a wheel for your car? So many different models, makes, sizes of wheels, offsets. How would they do that? That's not likely, right? Would they bring a tire-changing machine and a tire and put it on your wheel and balance it? That's kind of unlikely too, right? So the only thing that is really viable is to tow your vehicle somewhere. Or would they tow it? I guess they tow it to a place that has tires, wherever that might be. Now, would they be open on the weekend and ready to install your tire? Maybe not. And then, so you'd be ending up staying at a motel while you wait for them to open on Monday morning. Bottom line is, it's crazy to have a vehicle without a spare tire, right? Okay. So let's talk about why this happens. It happens because of the temperature of the road. It happens because there are potholes in the road. So the tires, when you check the tire pressure of a vehicle, the tires need to be cold. That doesn't mean freezing cold. What that really means is the tire hasn't moved in several hours, had a chance to cool off to ambient temperature. And the tire is not parked in the sun. Because if you park your vehicle and one side of the vehicle, let's say the passenger side, is in the sun, the front and rear passenger side tires are going to have higher pressure because they're being cooked by the sun. And the tires will be really warm as compared to the tires on the driver's side that are in the shade. So you won't have a way of inflating the tires to the same pressure on all four tires if two of them are in the sun or one of them is in the sun. So you want to make sure your tires are not in the sun for hours. Then you check your tire pressure. Now on the sidewall of the tire, there'll be some numbers. And one of the numbers relates to the maximum cool inflation pressure in pounds per square inch in the United States. And so if the tire says maximum inflation pressure is 44 pounds per square inch, that's the maximum when it's cold. But if you were to inflate it to 44 and then start driving on a hot day, it might reach 50 or more because of the heat of the tire, the heat of the road, and the heat of the air. So you don't want to exceed the maximum inflation pressure. Now, when it's as hot as it is now, and it's really hot, roughly 90 degrees, I would back off a little bit and go to, this is me. Don't do it. Don't do what I say because I say that's what I do. But for me, I would inflate my 44 PSI maximum pressure tires to 40 on a hot day when they're cold. And that way, I have a greater chance of not having a blowout if I hit a pothole that has sharp edges when the tires are really, really hot and the road temperature is 130 or more degrees. Now, if you notice, in Florida and other really hot climates, like Florida, the roads are generally not black. The roads are either concrete or they are white chips mixed with asphalt. So the roads are white. And the reason is because white roads don't heat up as much as the black roads do, or dark-colored roads. Same with the colors of cars. White cars don't get as hot. The skin doesn't get as hot as, let's say, dark green, dark blue, black, even red, brown. So the lighter the color, the less absorbing that particular color is of the sun's rays. So if I were driving in the heat, I would go a little bit below maximum inflation pressure, like 40 instead of 44, unless I had a maximum load in the vehicle where I was, you know, approaching the full weight limit of the vehicle. Then I would go to the maximum inflation pressure. But here's the problem, and here's what I mentioned to our son. I said, look, don't come back until nighttime and the road has a chance to cool off, because you don't have a spare anymore, because one of the four tires blew. He used the spare, which means he has no spare left. So he came back at night, and he made the trip just fine. So it wasn't like we were riding on banana skins, you know, worn out tires. It wasn't the case at all. It was a case that the tire just couldn't handle the heat from the road. And what happens with tires is they are rated on the sidewall with a uniform grading system. And it's called the Uniform Tire Quality Grading, UTQG, Uniform Tire Quality Grading, or UTQG rating. Okay, and this represents the tread wear, the traction, and the temperature performing capabilities of the tire. So when you buy tires, here's what you should consider. The first number is tread wear. The second designation is traction, and that's letter A, B, or C. And temperature, A, B, C. Actually, traction is graded AA, that's the highest. Then A would be second best, B, and then the lowest rating would be C. In terms of that is traction. Temperature is simply A, B, and C. A being the highest rating for dissipating the heat of the tire. So if you live in Florida, you want to have an A temperature grade in the summer. If you live in Michigan or Minnesota or Maine, roads don't get that hot, you probably don't need to have an A temperature grade rating. We'll be right back. We'll talk a little bit more about tires.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Guam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I guess that's us. So the bottom line, class, is you need to have tires that can sustain the temperatures of today. And these are extraordinary temperatures, whether you want to call it global warming, whether you want to call it climate change, whatever you want to call it, it's getting hotter. And tires are failing, and it's not just ours. Tires are failing all around, and Alex asked me, how to buy tires during the break, and what he should consider. And here's what I would do, and here's what I used to do. We have a tire shop. I mean, it's a very small one. We sell tires locally to the village, and so we have a tire changing machine, and we have a tire balancing machine, and we have the tools, and we have the lift, and we have the equipment to sell. Did we lose connection or something? I didn't know we lost the connection because it didn't look like it from my end. Let's see. How much did we lose, Alex? Oh, okay. All right. I just wanted to know how far I needed to back up. All right. So I was talking with Alex, and I recommended that he do what we used to do. And that is go to TireRack.com, TireRack, TireRack.com. And only via the phone because I used to buy tires from him. He's a really good guy. I invited him to be on the air, but he's a little shy, so he didn't want to do it. But if you go to TireRack.com and you type in the size of your tires, you will see a whole bunch of brand names, you know, makes and models. And you will see the things that I was talking about, the ratings of them. You'll see the tire grading system. Like I'm looking at right now a Bridgestone Dueler AT. And it's rated 540 AB. So 540 is the tread wear. What does that mean? Or the expected life expectancy of how long that tire will last. So 540 will last 5.4 times longer than a tire that's graded 100. It will last a little more than twice as long as one that's graded 200. It will last less long than one that's graded 700. So the 540 or the 480 or the 600, that is how long you could expect the tire to last. Now, that number is assigned by the tire manufacturer. It's not like the government goes through and says, prove it. I want to see this thing last, 60,000 miles for a 600 AB tire. It's what the tire manufacturers think the tire will last under typical application use. And it's pretty close. So you're better off, the higher the number, the better, okay, in terms of life expectancy of the tire, but the more you're going to pay for it as well. So what I was saying to Alex is if you go to TireRack.com and you select the tire for your vehicle or you type in your vehicle make, model, year, it will come up with the size, and then you'll see a whole bunch of different brands like Yokohama, Cooper, Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, Hankook, and others. Well, once you see that, you can click on the picture of the tire itself. And I just happened to click on a Sumoto. It's an imported tire. I just happened to be at that page. I'm not recommending it or not recommending it. I'm just saying I happen to click on it. And once you click on that, you can click on, once that next page comes up, you can click on specs, as in specifications. And then what you will see is the tire size, the grading system, the maximum load, the maximum inflation pressure, the tread depth in 30 seconds of an inch. This particular one is 12 30 seconds of an inch. The tire weight, the rim width, the measurement of the sectional width, the tread width, the overall diameter, the specifications of the tire.
And now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States Air Force has determined that a crew of a C-17 military transport plane made the right decision to take off from the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan last August, despite desperate civilians rushing the tarmac. After the plane landed at an airbase in Qatar, human remains were discovered in the wheel well of the aircraft. President Trump on Monday issued a 12-page rebuttal to testimony and evidence presented by the January 6 made-for-TV show. The president accused Democrats of seeking to distract from a series of domestic issues facing the country. Quote, 17 months after the events of January 6, Democrats are unable to offer solutions. They are desperate to change the narrative of a failing nation. End quote. Trump's statement was released through his Save America PAC. NASCAR racing is in Nashville, Tennessee this weekend. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Talk about your irony. A self-published romance novelist, 71-year-old Nancy Brophy, who once wrote an online essay called How to Murder Your Husband, was sentenced on Monday to life in prison for murdering her husband at his workplace in Portland, Oregon, 4 years ago. Ms. Brophy was convicted of second-degree murder on May 25th after a seven-week trial. Her sentence Monday included a possibility of parole after 25 years in custody. Primary elections taking place today in four states. Texas will have a special election for a vacant House seat in District 34. Congressional candidate from South Carolina, Nancy Mace, woke up early for Fox News Tuesday morning.
Well, we're a swing district. We march to the beat of our own drum. And I ran when I won this seat back for Republicans in 2020 when my opponent lost it to a Democrat for the first time in 40 years. I promised to be an independent voice. And that really works down here in the Lowcountry. They want someone, a representative, who's going to be fiscally conservative, who's going to be honest and steady in their leadership, because our country is facing crisis after crisis created by Joe Biden. And it's such a huge honor to have Nikki Haley on our team. She's been out there campaigning with us for the last 48 hours. It's been really, really exciting. I'm the only candidate on the ballot that's gotten local endorsements from elected officials. And we're really looking forward to today. And polls open at 7 a.m. They close at 7 p.m. And we're just encouraging everyone to get out there and vote. Maybe bring a bottle of water because it's going to be so hot today.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, I'm really enjoying our time off the air with Alex. I don't get a chance to spend a lot of time with him. And we're talking about entertainment, and I was telling him that I don't have a cell phone, and people would call me here at the farm, and if I didn't answer the phone, they go, how come you don't answer your phone? I go, well, I'm not always by my phone, meaning I have a landline, right? So I don't carry a phone with me. And sometimes they would say, you know, so why don't you answer your phone? I go, well, I'm not by the phone. And they go, okay. And sometimes when I would be by the phone, they call, and they'd say, what are you doing? So I'm, how is this? And it's none of your business what I'm doing. Or they'd say, where are you? I go, it's none of your business where I am. And who is this anyway? And then I mentioned that it seemed to me that people would call when they were in their car and they were bored and they'd want to, you know, I was supposed to be their entertainment. I'm not their entertainment. I got stuff to do. I can't just talk to people, you know, because they're bored and they think that calling my phone number is you know, entertainment for them. I'm not up for that. So we were talking about that's what the phone has become. It's become entertainment. And to me, it's a tool. If I want to, you know, check on the status of things, I might call, you know, a company and say, do you have any of these in stock? You know, I might do that, but or appointments and things like that. But, you know, to me, it's for a real purpose. When I talk to instructors, it's because we have things to say to each other, preparation for teaching classes and scheduling and things like that. But it's really not for entertainment purposes as far as I'm concerned. And that's one of the problems with America. We've gotten away from being productive to demanding to be entertained. Okay, and I mentioned to Alex that I don't consider USA Prepares to be entertainment at all. I consider it to be educational, period, and that's all I'm interested in. I'm not interested in being an entertainer. And every once in a while I might slip some humor in or do some double speak, you know, for just to show people how silly the world has become and how silly radio has become. Back to tires. Okay, so if you go to TireRack.com, T-I-R-E-R-A-C-K, and this is not a promotion. I don't get anything from them. I just think that they have a great website for comparing tires. They have it all. And what you can learn from TireRack.com, when you click on the image of the tire that you're interested in, you can take a piece of paper and a pencil and you can make a matrix and you can type, you can write the tire size, the tire grading system like 600 AB, and then the maximum load, the inflation pressure, the tread depth. Because the tires don't all have the same tread depth. The deeper the tread, generally speaking, the more traction you're going to have in snow and rain, because more tread means you can squeeze out the water when you're going down the highway when it's raining. Okay, you want the tire to contact the road, but you still need places for the water to be squeezed out of the chunks of the tread that contact the road. Okay, so tread depth is important. The more, the better. And then there's the tire weight. Now, why am I talking about the tire weight? I happen to be looking at a tire that's 265, 75, 16, and it's a truck tire, light truck tire, weighs 46 pounds. Yeah, 46 pounds. And another tire, a different brand, might weigh 42 pounds. Another one might weigh 47 pounds. Now, why is that of interest to me? Well, I believe, generally speaking, that the heavier the tire, the more material that's in the tire, the less likely that tire is to be shredded by sharp objects like potholes. Okay? It weighs more, it has more rubber, more steel, more plies, generally speaking. Okay? That's what I'm interested in. Now, you can look at the additional specifications, like how many plies, like the sidewall. Now, the sidewall can be cut by hitting a pothole. And what tire manufacturers have been doing over the years is, you know, it used to be four-ply tires, six-ply tires, eight-ply tires, 10 and 12. The more plies, the stronger. A balloon has no plies. A balloon has no plies. So the more plies, generally speaking, the stronger that tire is, and the more resistant it's going to be to being damaged by road hazards. Rocks in the road, sharp potholes, manhole covers, you know, the cuts in the road when road is under construction, 2x4s lying in the road, things like that. So the more plies, the stronger the tire is going to be, the more resistant it's going to be to being damaged. Okay, so what I do is I build this chart and I look at all of those factors. I even want to know how many revolutions per mile, because that changes the miles per gallon of the vehicle. I want the fewest number of revolutions per mile. And you'll find out that the different tires, even though they're the same size in terms of how they're being sold as being the same size, they're not the same size. They differ by small amounts. So I want the heaviest tire. I want the deepest tread. I want the, of course, I want the best price. So I put all that into a chart, and then I pick my tires. And you'll find out that the name brand tires, like the top tier, like Michelin, they're going to cost absolutely the most. But really, they're the best tires. And I'm not recommending you buy Michelin because they're so darn expensive. I used to buy only Michelin, you know, when I had a little bit of money. Now I buy other brands. And they all have problems. They all have problems. But Michelin is, if you absolutely want positively the best, it's going to be a Michelin tire. Or maybe second best might be Pirelli. Pirelli used to be a tire that was known for wearing out really fast. Not anymore. I have a set of Pirelli tires on one of our vehicles, and it's because I was able to buy them from Tire Rack years ago. They were having a blowout. They couldn't wait to get rid of them, and I was able to buy them at a very reasonable price. So they're having a closeout, and I bought six of them. So why did I buy six? Well, because this particular car we have is all-wheel drive. It happens to be an old Mercedes, and it's a station wagon, and it's all-wheel drive. Now, all-wheel drive vehicles, all of the wheels and tires are being either being driven by a transfer case or the differential in the rear. And if they're different sizes, they'll be fighting each other. They'll be going at different speeds, and they'll be tearing up the transfer case, and the tires will wear out faster, and you'll get terrible mileage. So you really want your tires to be the same diameter, and you want the same make, model, and factory. You want them to be manufactured at the same site with the same rubber compound. And so what I do is I buy either five or six of the same tire at once. And the reason for that is then I buy an extra wheel or two extra wheels. I can usually find them at a salvage yard, typically $50 a piece. And I will mount all of those tires, and I will put them into tire rotation. So what that means is they'll all be wearing out at about the same amount. So when one of them gets damaged by a pothole that I can't see at night, or damaged somehow and it fails, I don't have to buy another tire. And what happens is, if the tread is worn more than 2/32 of an inch, that is, the diameter of that tire will be reduced just by a little bit, but it wreaks havoc on the drive line of the vehicle that's all-wheel drive. And this only applies to all-wheel drive vehicles, not four-wheel drive, only all-wheel drive vehicles. So the bottom line is, if you have a tire that's half worn out, let's say all four of your tires are half worn out and one of them gets damaged, you have an all-wheel drive vehicle, you're probably going to have to buy four new tires. Not one, not replace the damaged one, but you're going to have to buy four so they're all the same. So I buy them all at the same time, and that way I have those spares. Not only do I have the first spare, which means the fifth tire, but I have a sixth one as well. And I put them into rotation so they all start getting worn about the same amount. So I'll take one off, put the spare on, and I'll use that. I'll take another one off, and I'll put the other spare on, and I'll keep wearing them so that they're all worn to the same amount, roughly speaking, so that if one fails, I don't have to buy four more tires. That's my logic and how I do it. And I think you'll find Tire Rack is a great resource. And I think you'll find that if you happen to call them for pricing, you'll find that they actually know what they're talking about. They really are truly knowledgeable in the product line of tires. As a matter of fact, I bought a tire for my old AMX. I bought five of them. And we have a balancing machine. We mounted and balanced. One of them would not balance properly. The tire was defective in manufacture. I called them up, and I said, I've got a problem. They said, okay, we'll send you a shipping label and we'll return the tire to us, and we'll send you another one. I said, that's great. I said, but it seems like a lot of money being spent in shipping. Can I buy that tire that just won't balance properly and use it as a spare for my old antique AMX, 1968 AMX? And they said, sure. So they gave me what they would spend in having that tire shipped back to them, like $25 or so. And so I kept the tire. Now, is it a good tire? Not really. But is it worth $25 to have it as an extra spare? Absolutely. So that's how I look at things, with, you know, especially tires. Another thing that we can talk about is, and that's just your primer on tires. So TireRack.com. And again, I get nothing from them, and they don't even know I'm talking about them, but I like them. I think they're a great company. Another thing to talk about is overheating, and we are seeing more cars overheat than we have ever seen in our lives. And there's several reasons why. I mentioned the road conditions. You know, if you think about it, you're driving down the highway, and it's 90 degrees outside. So 90-degree air is trying to cool off your radiator. But your radiator is behind your air conditioning condenser. So to have air conditioning in your car, you're already heating up the air that's going into the radiator even more. So now you're talking about maybe 110-degree air going across your radiator when it's 90 degrees outside or 100 degrees outside. And the underhood temperature is probably getting close to 200 degrees where your engine is. And that underhood air exits near the front tires and under the vehicle. So now your tires are getting hot just by the friction, the internal friction of the tires traveling down the road that might be 130 degrees. You've got almost 200 degree air coming on the front tires from under the hood, and you've got the road hot, the air around the tires is hot. Everything's wrong. It's just a recipe for a tire blowing, exploding, coming apart, separating. So everything is wrong. Well, one thing that you can do for your air conditioning system and prevent overheating is to rinse off the radiator. Now, what I do is I use a dilute mixture of Dawn or Palmolive dishwashing detergent in a spray bottle. Well, roughly, let's say, a tablespoon of dishwashing liquid with liquid. Like, and I'm just going to say Dawn. I think it's one of the best. And that's what we use. And a spray bottle, like a quart spray bottle. And I will wet the radiator with a garden hose. I'll wet it down, and then I'll spray the detergent on it. And then I'll rinse it off. We'll talk more about it when we come back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Time flies with Alex. Yeah, so, you know, we're talking about tires, we're talking about heat, we're talking about things you need to know. I think you ought to consider spending some money, class, on buying a tool. If this makes sense to you, what we're talking about. And that's a non-contact thermometer. And this is like a pistol grip thing. It looks like a taser with a pistol grip. And some of them have laser pointers. You don't need the laser pointer. And never look at a laser. Never point one at someone. You can blind them. But you can point to objects and see what the temperature is without them touching the object. So from a couple feet away or a foot away, you can point to the road and you'll see 130 degrees. You can point to your roof, you'll see 145 degrees. You know, if it's been in the sun, you can point to the top of your white car and find out it's maybe 110 degrees or 120. And you point to the top of your black car and you see 145. So it's a really kind of an interesting thing to give you a real world perspective on temperature and absorption of heat. Well, we're talking about air conditioning units now. So if you want to make sure that you're more likely to get home and to arrive at your destination and back, you can rinse out your radiator. Now, you don't want to get too much of the electronics hosed off under the hood. But if you spray your radiator with water and then to moisten it and then, you know, fully moisten it and then not a stream. Don't bend the fins of your radiator. So use your garden hose with a sprayer and set it on like a, not just a mist, but a little more than a mist. And wet it and then spray it with some dilute Dawn and then hose it off again. Then hose it from the inside outward, opposite of the direction that the air flows. Because that'll push those bugs that got stuck in there out. So you might have 10% of your radiator clogged or even more by the debris that has been accumulating over the years. And you need to get that out of there so that you can avoid overheating on these really, really hot days. So that is one of the tips. Now, I can apply to your outside air conditioning unit as well. So we have two heat pumps. We only use them for air conditioning. So it's, even though it's a heat pump, it's only used for cooling the inside of the house. And the guy that was doing the ductwork for us picked a location for the heat pumps on the side of the house, the southern side of the house. And he wanted to put them there, and I said, absolutely not. He wanted to put them in the sun. Now, does it make any sense to put the air conditioning unit in the direct rays of the sun where they get maximum sun every day. It makes no sense at all, except maybe in the winter. But in the summer, it doesn't make any sense. So we put them in an area that is protected from the sun. And there's one side that could be reached from the sun's rays on the west side. So what I did was I bought a stockade fence. It's only one panel. And it's about 6 feet tall. And I pushed it out a couple feet from the side of the air conditioning units outside. And so now the sun doesn't get on them as much. Okay, they're protected from those brutal sun rays. So that the cabinetry is not fading as much. And it's not absorbing the sun's rays while it's trying to cool the house. So that's something that you can do. But make sure you've got 2 feet of clearance on all sides of your outside units. And if you can, I think it would be a good improvement to reduce your electrical expenditure and make it easier on your heat pump if you keep it out of the sun. Next thing is clean your filters, your furnace filters. Now, in our house, we have six. We have six furnace filters, different locations. And I've never replaced them. Now, it's only been 17 years. I've never replaced the filters. All I do is take a mask, go out with a compressor, and I blow air through the filters from the opposite direction that the air normally flows. So I mark each filter with an arrow, and I say, okay, this is the way the air flows through our furnace filters. And I always put them back the same way, and I blow air out the opposite way outside, and you'll see a dust cloud, an absolute massive dust cloud. And you can blow the dust out of your filters and reuse them. And then what I do is I stack all those filters after I've blown them out, wear a mask, and then I spray end dust, E-N-D-U-S-T. It's a can of dusting spray. And what it does is it creates an electrostatic charge on the filters. As the air blows across them, it makes the dust cling to the fibers of the filter. It's unbelievable. And so I use the inexpensive high-flow filters, not those pleated 3M HEPA filters. I don't use those. I don't need to use those. I use the inexpensive one that came with the furnace, and it's the fiberglass filters. I've never had to replace them in 17 years because I blow them out, use end dust on them, and I keep reusing them. And they work great. And they flow a lot of air, and the end dust makes it work. Take the end dust out of the equation, they won't work anywhere near as well. So if you clean out your furnace filters, and if you keep this your outside unit protected from the sun's rays, and you keep it out of the sun, and if you hose, and you can literally hose off the outside air conditioning fins, you know, the condenser that's outside in the cabinet, it will make your system work even more efficiently. You find out work more efficiently. You find out that the bugs will come out, the mud wasps will come out, the dirt, debris will all come out, and get that out of there so that you can have your system run cooler and more efficiently. It'll last longer. So that's today's lessons from 5MinuteUniversity.com. I'm still working on the website. Arjun is still working on it. But these are lessons that are in the book. Tires, air conditioning, saving money. Alex, thank you so much. Gwyneth will be with us tomorrow.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.